6. Medicine. Dialogue. If you believed all the garbage we get fed these days, you would be convinced that living is a health hazard.
What a heap of rubbish. Medical science has improved so much that we now know what's good for us and what isn't.
If that is so, why do we have more diseases and illnesses that we never had before?
Before what? Science has gotten rid of many diseases that used to kill people 50 or 60 years ago.
But they still haven't been able to cure the common cold. And the number of people getting cancer or dying of heart disease has increased every year.
The scientists are working on all those problems and, eventually, through research, they will find a cure.
I wish I was as optimistic as you. It seems to me that so many of these modern-day health problems are tied up with our lifestyle.
That's right. And that is why all the health authorities keep giving us advice about how to stay healthy.
The trouble is, there is often too much contradiction amongst all the advice that floats around.
But you can't deny that medicine has made great strides over the past century.
They probably had to, because there are so many more people getting sick.
Boy, are you a cynic! Modern medicine has done a tremendous job in healing people, giving them new lives through transplants and providing great new hospitals.
Yes, they have, but at what cost? Modern hospital care has become so expensive these days that many people just can't afford the treatment.
That's why we have medical insurance, so the best treatment is available to everyone.
But not everyone can afford to pay for medical insurance. Many people have to rely on the public health system.
Yes, I must admit that's true. And the public health system is getting stretched.
There seems to be a catch-22 problem at work here. The more the government tries to improve their health system, the more people will try to use it.
That just comes back to our opening argument. Prevention is better than cure. ¶¶